Hi, everybody. Welcome to Green Shoots. I'm Ryan Ballagee. It's great to have you here with us. Sean Pion's our guest. He is the head man at Golf Zone America in particular. He has taken over the reins and been installed about a year and a half now in this role. And the company is growing by leaps and bounds in a variety of different ways. So I wanted to have Sean on to talk about the different ways in which Golf Zone is growing and which the marketplace is starting to become a growing atmosphere for simulators, simulator golf, social simulator clubs as well. So, Sean, thanks for being here. First of all, can you give people a little bit of background about you? You've got a long story, kind of tenured background in the game of golf, but what brought you to Golf Zone?
Yeah, it's a long story, a long road, but as I got through the schools here in the States, I got my first opportunity with the latest Professional Golf Association, the LPGA. I started with the LPGA in Daytona Beach, Florida, back in 2008. So I was with the LPGA Tour about 16 years. I went through various different roles there, from player services to director of business, tournament business affairs, to managing director of international business affairs, and most recently as a chief business officer for Asia. So my job there was to really manage and develop LPGA's business and portfolio overseas, particularly with the focus in Asia, from number of events, LPGA sanctioned events, to sponsorships, to different partnerships. And Golf Zone was one of my first customer at the LPGA while I was there. So my relationship with the leadership of the company goes all the way back to 2012 and 13, and we've known each other quite a bit. And I've learned their business through our partnership dealings, and they got to learn kind of who I am, how I manage businesses, and it was just a good fit. And I can say that Chairman Kim of Golf Zone has been kind of speaking to me about working together for, I'm not sure, probably 4 or 5 years, but it's only until recently that I saw a real opportunity with the golf simulator as an industry. And I know firsthand Golf Zone has the best product when it comes to technology and software. So that was an easy decision for me, with the company with the best product and the largest presence globally in a market that is just reap and bound to just start getting crazy. So it was a great opportunity for me to jump on board to this Golf Zone train today. And I think, as you mentioned, you're seeing a big growth of our industry. In the beginning, people think of indoor golf facility as a kind of an alternative form of play when the golf course outside is not available. Well, it was exactly the same case in Korea 10, 15 years ago. Now, indoor golf is just another entertaining option for evenings with your colleagues and friends. And getting to that point, for our industry is critical, but it will get there. And now, indoor golf isn't just the alternative form of golf, it's just what we do.
It seems like in this country that maybe the pandemic helped simulator golf to a degree. I mean, I saw it firsthand in just in terms of the number of units that moved, the number of people that came to content that we wrote about simulator golf and indoor golf. But it seems to have, like golf participation in the traditional sense, it seems to have stuck not only stuck around through the pandemic, but also grown. Is there anything to which you attribute that?
Yeah, it's interesting. So the golf grew globally. I can give you some stories in Korea. I mean, because people are already playing golf, we had a lot of the teens and 20s who picked up game of golf because it was indoor, convenient. You didn't have to go 4 or 5 hours to play. We already had secured the good demographic. And when the COVID hit and everything else was closed, these people took the initiative to go out and play golf. The golf grew in terms of the number of rounds in Korea, the amount of dollars spent on the manufacturing equipment and all the bells and whistles. And we're seeing the same growth here in US. Our business grew significantly during COVID time here in North America, and that growth hasn't stopped. What's cool is it opened the door to a lot of people about indoor golf, and they've kind of found it to be, and I'm assuming, pretty fun. It's a good, entertaining kind of activity. So it continues to grow. Our number of commercial locations have been growing significantly. Now I have a little over 250 here in the United States. So that's growing. Another thing, if I may add, is I think a company or a business like Topgolf really opened the door for all of us, right? So you may say, hey, Topgolf and Golf Zone, aren't you guys competitors? Aren't you guys kind of fighting for the disposable income of the same people? But the way we say it is, hey, as long as we put the club in the hands of people, whether it's Topgolf, Golf Zone Social, Golf Zone Range, or the 5-Iron. I think we're all doing our job to grow the industry and get golf to grow, in an exponential way that we believe it can be. So I think those are probably two things that's really helped our growth and just generally industry growth, the Topgolf and the COVID.
Yeah, it really does seem like the embrace of non-traditional forms of golf, be that Topgolf, be that simulator golf, whatever that is, that seems to have been a real watershed moment for golf, realizing that, just like you said, it isn't necessarily about getting you out to a green grass facility. It's about getting a club in your hand wherever that is.
Yeah, I would say, Ryan, it became cool during this
Yeah.
period. Like, this whole thing became cool. Like, if it isn't cool, I don't know. Like, it has to be cool for someone to follow, people to continue to stay engaged. I mean, there's a reason, Ryan, there's a reason why Golf Zone have over 6,500 just franchise locations in Korea. It's sticky, it's fun, it provides great value and entertainment. It gets rid of some of those hurdles to engage in golf industry because you have to drive far, it costs this much amount of money. I don't have a membership. Well, I'm kind of scared, or I don't want to go and swing and miss. And indoor golf takes a lot of those hurdles out of learning the game. You come in a hassle-free environment, and it's just becoming more and more cool. Now you're seeing all these bars. Where you're sitting behind me, I'm actually sitting in my Golf Zone Social Brooklyn store. We've got a Golf Zone tour event that's connecting 12 different cities through our technology, a patent technology called Network Play. And this is actually the VIP room. And I don't know why they let me in this room, but I'm here. But this is cool. Like, this wasn't golf 15 years ago. This wasn't our golf when I was growing up,
Yeah, me neither. And I think that's been part of the embrace is that we can take golf anywhere. We could go somewhere in our neighborhood. We can go somewhere that's far away in green grass. We could take it with us and be mobile from city to city and not necessarily have to look up tee times and reviews of courses. And you could just go a couple blocks from your hotel in cases and be able to play a round of golf.
I mean,
And
how cool is that, you know?
that's awesome. That's
Yeah,
amazing.
especially in a place like Brooklyn or Manhattan, like you have to drive out to get to a golf course, and that's pretty tough, So yeah, it's definitely interesting and cool. I mean, the growth that I've been experiencing, and as an industry that's experiencing, whatever, whether you want to look at the NGF numbers or, they all tell you the same story. Golf, it continues to grow. It grows not only green grass or indoor, but golf as a general, as a whole, is growing. But indoor growth is at a higher clip than the green grass,
I think
right?
a lot of folks who may have heard the Golf Zone story in Korea of growth over the years probably figure, maybe wrongly, that Korea would be a unique case because so many people live within the Seoul metropolitan area. And obviously, that has burgeoned in so many ways over the last generation. But I think that there are a lot of use cases for it in America that are the same, but also different than from Korea versus cold weather environments. Obviously, there's cold weather environments in Korea. Or warm weather environments where there are just large stretches of the year where it's, if not impossible, not really prudent to go play golf, and that you could still scratch that itch. I'm thinking places like Michigan and Minnesota that have enormous golf inventory, green grass golf inventory. They just can't use it more than 6 or 7 months of the year.
It's a tough one, right? So, I mean, we work with a lot of golf courses to really fix that problem for them. So, what if they were to host and have a couple simulators, and you can play, your club versus another club in the wintertime, have a club championship through the Golf Zone technology? Our patent, the network technology, is really cool. I'd love to show you, Ryan, when you have a chance. But, like, if you are sitting in LA and I'm sitting in New York, we both go to the Golf Zone location, or if you have a simulator in your home, you may be able to afford something like that. I know I can't, but so, like, you and I can play against each other. Let's say you and I are college buddies and we live in the different coast, and we can go on the simulator and play against each other. But it's not just playing within the technology. When you hit your ball into the screen, I see when your ball comes through. So I know where you hit your ball, where you're putting from. So it's as if we're really playing together. And today, I can connect up to 10,000 people doing that all at the same time, real time. I believe most of my competitors are now working on connecting the two sims. So that kind of tells you a little bit of the technology gap that we have. But you're right. The Korea and US is never an apple to apple comparison. Industry's different. People are different. The purchasing behavior is different, the culture is different. But we used to all say this when we were at the LPGA, the golfers really, that their traits and characteristics doesn't really change much from country to country. So what's interesting is, as I've been here for a little over a year now, I do see the very similar trends that we have experienced in Korea, right? So I'll give you an example. You talk about the seasonality and the weather and the cold weather. Korea is just as cold. It's a four season kind of the full season country. The weather is pretty similar to New York. You got a really cold weather, really hot, steamy summer, and a little bit of spring and fall in between. So when we first started Golf Zone back in 2000, really about 2005, and with all the commercial stores, a lot of our store owners were having the issues of downtime, like in the off peak, right? Like in the wintertime, everybody goes and it was all sold out. But what we call downtime or off peak, we were doing about 30%. So the customers, the store owners were generating about 30% relative to peak time. But that, now they're at about 80 to 90%. So this has become a all season weatherproof entertainment option in US. Downtime is right around 30%. So we see that trend being very similar to how it played out in Korea. And if it does play out the way kind of how it played out in Korea and other parts of the world, we got a pretty good advantage in how to navigate through those things because we've been through it only 10, 15 years ago, and it's still very fresh on our minds and on what we did to be able to navigate through. For us, if our commercial customers, what I call commercial customers or store owners, if they're not successful, we will never be successful. So my job is just figuring out how can I drive more traffic into my commercial stores. It's not necessarily Golf Zone revenue, but the guys and entrepreneurs who are employing us as their technology provider and partner to enable their business, it's important for us. And that's sort of our philosophy number one. That is, what are we doing for our customers today? You know, that comes down from our chairman.
The adoption story seems like of simulator golf in part is cultural and part is kind of having a moment for golf, but also it's technologically driven. And Golf Zone's obviously been a very key part of that, evolving the technology and creating and now developing and owning what is an industry leader. How does that track with the adoption of simulator golf as much as or similar to just golf participation in general? How important is it that having this kind of realistic technology that you can share across the world with someone else really drive that adoption?
That's a very interesting question. I think if the technology isn't where it is today, I think you will still have a lot of people. It would be tough to get everybody to buy into systems. Like, we don't need to talk about, hey, is Golf Zone better than TrackMan, or is this TrackMan better than Foresight? Well, the good thing is now we have several companies who are very good and accurate in their own way. Now, Golf Zone, from its very kind of birth of the company and the product, we never really focused on, say, data. We focused on creating the most realistic golfing experience. I think that's the kind of where the difference lies between the Korean consumers and US consumers. Because I think in this country, the technology was adopted in the form of a launch monitor. In the beginning, it was more about taking the launch monitor to the driving range and then be able to hit the ball, see your spin rate, see your loft and everything, right? But in Korea, it wasn't really about that. It's about, like, okay, I really want to go play a round of golf, but I can't play a round of golf, so I go play here. So we focused on creating different lies. We created and we focused on creating no latency as soon as you hit the ball. We try to make all of the environment as close to real kind of life green grass golf as much as possible. So that's kind of how our technology was born in advance. Where in US, you take the launch monitor driving range, so you are focused on numbers. So I think what you're seeing is kind of clash of the two worlds happening here in United States, which is really interesting. If you look at a company like TrackMan or Foresight, both great companies, leaders in our industry, they're now kind of crossing over from the launch monitor to a simulator. Whereas we are in a really good spot on the simulator. Now we're trying to create launch monitor to compete with these guys. At the end, the line between launch monitor and the simulator in the next 3 to 5 years, it's gonna go away. So that's kind of a difference of how people react to technology. And if it wasn't accurate, if it wasn't providing the real life experience, I mean, you're looking at the crowd today who are much more tech savvy than like myself growing up. So like if the technology is up to that standpoint, I think we'd have a really tough time as an industry.
It's really interesting to see kind of the growth of Golf Zone Social, and you have competitors too, but similar kind of places where you as a consumer can go meet the technology instead of having to make the investment in your own home simulator studio, where you may not have the space and you may not have the money to get what you want in the end. Does that kind of environment, you think, eventually lead to more in-home adoption for people who fall in love with playing the game at a retail location and decide, I'm going to bring it home to my own place?
I believe so. I think that's probably what everybody wants, right? Like at the end of the day, what's going to really move the needle for a company or for an industry? I still think the commercial and bigger verticals play that role for all of us. But however, if you are interested in wanting to have a residential setup, like we all offer that, right? So like for us, like our flagship system is going to cost all in somewhere between $70,000 to $100,000 per unit. And I think TrackMan, Full Swing, they're all similar, $50,000 to $70,000. I know we're a little more expensive than all of our competitors, but so we want that to happen. But I mean, there's not a millions and millions of people who can afford to get a $100,000 system in your basement. So we are trying to get to people, and really the commercial locations is where the growth is being very evident, right? Because most people, if 5, 10, 15 years ago, if they really wanted a sim in their house, they would have it. Like that's where the sim business was in the beginning, but that's not much of a business. But when you get into commercial, when you get into this 10, 15 sim stores, when you get into the cruises, when you go into get into green grass facilities, when you get into the bowling alley, that's where the proliferation of the fan and customers really happen,
I want to kind of take that to the next step within Golf Zone, which is Golf Zone Tour, which has started here in the United States. You kind of alluded to it earlier, having teams of players competing against different retail locations based on city. And that's based off of a concept that's been very successful in Korea with G Tour. Can you talk about how quickly that got adopted? Because from just backstory, it seems like it came together pretty quickly, but also is extremely cool in terms of the production behind it and the presentation of it.
So I would say this is a combination of two models, right? The one in Korea is called the G Tour. It's an individual play tournament. So it's like just like you playing in a green grass LPGA, PGA Tour tournament. You play stroke play and you play the tournament. Play 4 days, have an aggregate score. That's individual match play, individual play, stroke play. Here we are doing it something differently. So when I first took this job and my focus was to try to meet as many of my customers as possible. So first 6 to 7 months, all of them was traveling, meeting 40 different owners or so and their facilities. And I sat there, listened to them. What is making them successful and what is their biggest issue today? And the biggest issue for them, everybody said, is the downtime, summertime programming. So how can I get more people to come to our facility during the summertime when the golf courses are open? You have 15 golf courses, public tracks, within the 5 mile radius. How do we win customers? So that's where we came up with, okay, what's going to really help our commercial customers or store owners to drive traffic into their store? Well, what if I run a qualifying that pay $1,000 to the top five and they have an opportunity to play for $150,000? We thought that would be a good solution. However, this year, the reason why I ran it really fast, to your point, is because I wanted to really run this for the summer downtime next year. And I did not want to try and test it out next year. So I put a lot of my resources, my effort into try to really prove this concept right. So in Korea, as I've said, it's an individual play. Here is 12 teams. They're 12 customers of mine with their own stores. Each player who qualifies in to become the top five, I'm paying them out $1,000 each. So that's the first line of incentive to drive traffic. Second is you get to represent not only your store, but your city within our ecosystem. And then you have an opportunity to play your final in the at the PGA show in January with a 450,000 real cash. So for me, that concept of driving traffic into the stores and concept of the G-Tour with the proven technology that's run the tour for over 10 years, we thought this was just a great mix to get this unit. And quite frankly, as I've said, I was with the LPGA Tour, and at that time I was working with Golfzone in the partnership, and we talked about a lot of this idea. So it wasn't very difficult for me to dust up the old document and take a look at it and kind of get this created. In the perfect world, Ryan, I probably would have waited to launch it next year, but I know my customers don't have another year to just for me to sit around. So I wanted to take the action and get to it, and then hopefully we'll have a really product that we would really be proud of it that drives traffic into our customers next year.
We are certainly very proud to be able to show Golf Zone Tour on GNN TV and to give people a in-depth look at what this competition is going to look like over the span of a number of weeks. So it's going to be really fun for us as well. So we're very happy to be a part of it in any way that we can. We're big fans, and if we can kind of expose more people to this style of golf, which I think is a tremendous amount of fun, then hopefully that encourages them to participate too.
I mean, can you hear the banging sounds in the background? I don't know if you hear it, but I mean, I can maybe just show you real quickly. I'm just here at the Golf Zone Social in Brooklyn. So I don't know if you can see this, but there are, I think they're doing some interviews, and we're about to get our mats underway here shortly.
Awesome.
So hopefully you'll be able to come out and, watch us a little bit, Ryan, when you get a chance. Sorry, I get excited to showcase my Brooklyn store and the tour.
And we get
It's
to be, we'll definitely be there for the PGA merchandise show for the final. So we're going to have a lot of fun for that. We can't wait for that too. So, Sean, thank you so much for spending the time with us. I really appreciate your enthusiasm and just giving us all the information that you have. And for folks who want to go find out more about Golf Zone Social, what's the quickest way for them to go find a location near them?
So we're in Northeast today. We are going to have another store in Chicago, but currently we are in Brooklyn, Scarsdale, Palisades, in New York. We also have a Z Strict similar to Golf Zone Social without the bar, and that's at the Chelsea Piers in Stamford, Connecticut. And then I have two more locations in New Jersey called Golf Zone Reigns. This is a kind of a different concept. We're currently bringing somewhere up to about 40% of brand new golfers. So, in other words, 40% of our customer base there are either the first timers or the beginner. So that I have seven stores today that is operating under Golf Zone corporate name. We plan to have a lot more opening in the next 2 years as our stores continue to be successful. So you can always find us at golfzonegolf.com and any one of our social media. And if you have any questions, you can just call me or email me directly, wherever you are. I'm happy to talk to any of our customers.
Sean, thank you again. We really appreciate it. And we'll certainly talk to you soon. I'm sure we'll see you in Orlando for the finale of Golf Zone Tour.
Okay, looking forward to it, Ryan. Thanks for your time.